The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, listen, I've lost Zane. Recording's time. So much fun. Listening back to this old stuff from years ago, the old Eric Zane show on 107.3 WBBL. The full show is part of the Patreon subscription, patreon.com/Eric Zane. I give you two full episodes of the Eric Zane show on the radio. Release them Mondays and Fridays, unless I forget. And then Chris says, hey, you forgot to upload the latest show, you dumbass. Anyway, the full shows are about 3 hours each, and it kind of adds to the pile of listening that you get when you sign up for my Patreon. $5 or $10 a month. Hope you enjoy this edition of the Lost Zane Recordings.
Ben is in here. How you doing, Ben?
I'm good.
The struggle is real. Usually we line up a few calls on, getting ready to play the game, and then you get four ready to go, and then two drop out.
Yeah.
Odd phenomena. Getting set to play the Family Feud.
That's right. Part two. Last time it went pretty well.
Yeah, sure did.
Yeah, I didn't want to quit.
All right, let's bring in Pat from Walker.
How you doing?
Hey, Pat, what team are you on, Ben or Eric Zane?
I'll take the Zane.
All right. Okay, got you there. This is Chad and GR. Now, do we ask each of them, Pat? Julius?
I think last time you had...
It just went Pat and Chad?
Yeah.
All right, we go Pat and Chad?
Yes.
All right, Pat and Chad are on Team EZ. Welcome in, Chad. How are you, buddy?
Good, how are you?
Not bad, man.
And
we have Jamie.
Yep.
And Adam will be on Team Ben. All right, gentlemen. Julius is the game master. Follow along.
And we are making a slight change to the rule today.
There is a slight change, and we'll get to that in a second. But do know that teammates become enemies after we whittle it down to one team as the winner of Family Feud.
That's right. Grand prize is the Tiger Package.
Indeed. So,
and then second place gets the Griffin's tickets.
All right. Here we go.
Who's swimming?
Julius, you're the game master. Take it away.
Okay. First up, it's going to be Eric versus Ben for the toss-up.
Yes, sir.
Name a musical instrument that is too big to carry on an airplane.
Ben. Cello.
That is the third highest answer.
So it's correct.
It is correct. There are two answers that beat that.
Okay. So if I guess, I have to go higher than the
correct
third highest. I will guess the tuba.
Number one answer.
All right.
Are you guys playing or passing?
Pat and Chad, how many answers do we have to get correct?
Now, didn't you switch to a new question last time?
Yeah, we're
changing that.
That's the rule change.
That's the rule change.
Okay. Okay.
There are six more answers to go.
Okay, Pat and Chad, we've got two. We've got cello and tuba. Do you want to play or pass? What do you guys think?
We'll play. I'll play.
Chad, what do you
think?
Yeah,
we can play.
All right. We're going to play. We're going to play the feud.
All right. So, Pat, what is your answer?
Drums.
Yes.
All right, Chad.
Guitar.
Guitar.
No. Sorry.
Good answer.
One strike.
But not really. Okay, so again, what is it? What is the actual category?
Name a musical instrument that is too big to carry on a plane.
We've gotten cello, we got tuba,
skin flute,
and drums.
We did not get skin flute. And drums. And this is my turn, right?
It's your turn, yep.
A harp.
How the hell did you know that?
I don't know. It just came to me.
I was thinking about taking that one out because I was like, who is going to get a harp? Yes, you are right, a harp.
So we have four of the six now?
Four. No, there's four more. Four more to go.
Good God.
It's pretty easy when you think about it.
Okay, we have one strike. We have four correct. Pat is up.
Pat.
And Chad, be thinking. We got to win this.
Pat, name a musical instrument that is too big to carry on an airplane.
Trombone.
Yes. There's still a big answer on the board that you guys have not.
That is obvious.
No, that is very obvious.
There's three big answers.
Chad, name a musical instrument that is too big to carry on an airplane.
Piano.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Chad is on a roll. Okay, that's
there's two answers left.
Okay. Are these like super difficult?
No,
now,
not really.
Team Jamie and Adam, be thinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be still thinking. One strike though.
Because if we get this, if we screw this up, you get a chance to steal, and it's best out of three. Correct.
Best out of three. Yep.
Okay. Too big to go on an airplane. I'm just picturing my daughter's band and then the orchestra, and we said tuba, but there's also a sousaphone. That's the big white one, the big gigantic one,
mm-hmm.
And that's my guess. A sousaphone.
Sorry,
come
no.
On.
That's two strikes. That is now it goes to Pat next.
Okay.
Pat, name a musical instrument that
on,
is too
Pat.
Big
come
to
on,
carry
come
on an airplane.
Come on.
All right, how about a bass fiddle?
Good answer. Good answer.
Very good answer.
Oh, yes.
That's another one I was going to take out. One answer
that
left.
That was difficult.
That was difficult.
Okay.
I had to actually look up to make sure what a bass was. I didn't know if they meant like a bass guitar or.
All right. Now, Chad.
One answer left.
One answer on the board. We've got two strikes. If we get this wrong,
oh, God.
Ben, Jamie, and Adam get a chance to steal.
Name a musical instrument that is too big to carry on an airplane.
Recorder.
Gonna need an answer, Chad.
Yeah.
Chad, you're still there, right?
Yeah.
Trumpet, I don't know.
I'm sorry?
Trumpet.
Okay, trumpet is his guess.
That is not correct.
Oh.
All right. Ben, all right. Jamie, and Adam have a chance to steal that.
Now, if you guys screw this up, we get it.
Yeah, I know.
So this is big.
Yeah. Big time.
Hey, Jamie and Adam, do you guys have any ideas?
Name a musical instrument that is too big to carry on an airplane.
Is there a way we can hear the other seven or the ones that went
all right.
Were asked?
Yep. Tuba, piano, cello, harp, drums, bass, and trombone have been given.
What about a saxophone? Saxophone, I was thinking.
That's smaller than a guitar.
Oh, yeah. What about, like, well, you said piano, but what about, like, an organ?
Maybe.
Considered the same
thing? I like
the
saxophone. Let's go with saxophone.
Did you not hear that I said it's smaller than a guitar?
There is a bit of dispute on Team Ben, but you never know. So.
I like organ.
All right. You are the captain. You have to make a decision here.
Saxophone. Let's go saxophone.
Gotta give an answer.
Come on, Ben.
Say organ.
Okay, he's gonna go against his teammate.
It's saxophone, because I can see it on Julius'
face. That is
a
big effing dump because it is saxophone.
Come on, Ben.
He costs his
a guitar is so much bigger than a saxophone.
I don't make the rules. I make no sense. I know it doesn't make sense, but. that's what it said. That's what the people that were pulling
something right now.
Was it Jamie or Adam that wanted
both.
The sax?
They both wanted
Adam.
Saxophone.
Okay.
Adam wanted that.
That's fantastic.
You got to be kidding me.
<He's so good. laughs>
As soon as I said organ, I saw your face and I knew it was saxophone.
I held it in though.
Okay, so the point goes to Eric Zane, Team Eric Zane, Pat and Chad. We've got a point.
All right, so now Ben's team is going to play.
Okay, now the best out of three. So if we get this one, if we manage to steal it.
Oh, we just automatically play? We don't do the...
No, we're not going to do the showdown for the next one.
All right,
Ben. Ben's group. Name a holiday that people wear special colors for. And we're going to go to Ben first with the answer.
How many are in this category?
Oh, sorry. Top five answers on the board. Name a holiday that people wear special colors for.
Christmas.
Yes. Top answer. Now we go to Jamie. Jamie, name a holiday that people wear special colors for.
St. Patrick's Day.
Nice.
Yes.
Good answer.
That's answer number two. Adam, name a holiday that people wear special colors for.
Easter.
Yes.
Jeez.
You guys are rolling through this. Ben, name a holiday that people wear special colors for.
All right.
So far we have
I want to say, I'm thinking of an obvious one, but I want to think.
You got to think
the non-obvious ones.
There's only two answers left.
Memorial Day.
No. Sorry.
Don't you wear, like, white on Memorial Day?
No, you can't wear white after Labor Day.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm an idiot.
It's one strike. Let's go to the brains of the operation, Jamie.
Sorry, Jamie and Adam.
Hey, I'm having a big Memorial Day. I'm sorry?
The 4th of July.
Yes. That's seriously? Third answer.
Oh, yeah, I guess red,
red, white, and blue. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's 4 of 5.
Four of five. One answer left. One strike. We go to Adam. Adam, name a color that people wear special colors for.
Name a color.
Name a holiday that people wear special colors for.
Try a Halloween.
There yes.
Go.
Got
oh,
it.
Nice.
You guys swept the board.
Memorial
tie it up.
Day.
What was it?
I said Memorial Day.
Sweetest All Saints Day.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Tied at one.
Birthdays. I got a good one.
Okay.
This one goes to Eric's team first. Top four answers on the board. Only four. But besides blueberry, name a kind of muffin people eat at breakfast.
And it's me?
Yes.
Okay.
Eric goes first. I'm going to take the breakfast part out. Besides blueberry, name a kind of muffin people eat.
Well, Julius, I know that when I'm a little low on fiber, I always reach for the bran muffin.
Yes. And that's the second highest answer on the board, and I'm kind of surprised. Let's
okay.
go.
You know what you got to start doing?
Pat.
You got to start going, brand muffin, survey says.
That's yes. a good idea. I
yeah,
should do
you
that.
You got to work that in because that's what they do, you know?
That's what Steve Harvey does.
Yeah.
You're right. All right. Pat, besides blueberry, name a kind of muffin people eat at breakfast. I'm taking breakfast off. I'm just going to delete that.
Okay, Pat.
Banana.
Banana, survey says. Yes. Top answer on the board.
Banana muffin.
A banana muffin.
Never had one of those.
Yeah, sure.
Banana muffin. Right.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, I'm with Julius.
I can't tell if you're being serious or not.
I am being serious.
No,
I've had banana bread.
Not you, Eric.
Oh no, I like them. I seriously. Yeah, I'm not. I'm telling you that I'm not being facetious.
Okay.
You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Chad, besides blueberry, name a kind of muffin that people eat. Two answers left on the board.
Chocolate.
Survey says. No, sorry, one strike. Now we go to Eric. Besides blueberry, name a kind of muffin people eat.
I hate chocolate muffins.
I do too. Just
they're
like
delicious.
Like chocolate chips in them.
No, I eat all chocolate with chocolate chips on top.
Okay.
Then I got poop.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for that.
Two answers left, one strike. Eric.
Well,
Attic.
I know a lot of people who it's like eating a apple pie, guys. And I'm gonna go with a apple muffin.
Apple muffin. Survey says no. Two strikes.
Good logic.
Now we go to Pat. Pat. Besides blueberry, name a kind of muffin people eat.
Jamie and Adam, be thinking of a steal. Be thinking of a steal.
How about
that I won't say
strawberry.
Did you say strawberry?
Strawberry cream cheese, yeah.
Strawberry cream cheese. No, sorry.
Hell, no.
Ben's team.
That's worse than apple.
Ben's team with a chance to steal. Jamie and Adam, shout out your answers.
Oh, man, I tell you what. Panera's
right,
got
it. I think
try corn.
Corn muffin?
Yep. How about a poppy seed muffin?
You went against me last time. Don't let me down.
Okay, so, Jamie, what's your answer?
Poppy seed.
Okay, and Adam, you said?
Corn.
Okay. Ben, you have the final word.
Yeah, Ben, what are you going to do? Ben, do you have your own thoughts? Because they have a couple.
Yeah, what is your thought?
Huh.
So, that's his thought.
He doesn't have one. He's just deciding which one of the possible ones. That's what he's doing. He doesn't know.
What about raisin?
Oh. He does have his own thought.
I just thought that he was a completely wild card.
Oatmeal raisin muffin.
Okay, you have to decide. Either one, Jamie or Adam.
Jamie, Adam. Poppy seed or...
Go corn. Go corn.
No.
Yes.
Who guessed saxophone?
I did.
Adam.
And what are you saying now?
They both did.
I'm saying corn now.
They both said saxophone. And you said no.
I've never heard of a corn muffin.
I know. Poppy seed is popular. Except when you have drug tests.
Poppy seed.
No.
Poppy seed, final answer.
Yes.
Poppy seed, survey says. No.
What's the other?
Corn.
Are you kidding me?
And oatmeal.
So I had oatmeal.
So
that means Pat and Chad are the winning team. They're going to go into the final round.
Now, Jamie and Adam, do you want to say anything to your teammate Ben as we say goodbye to you? Is there anything that you'd like to say to him after that?
No, I'm sorry, Ben. I thought I was right.
No, you should be letting him have it.
No, he's the one that
was Jamie
on poppy seed.
Now, Adam,
one's heard of corn. Poppy seed is popular.
Adam,
I know.
Adam, what do you have to say about this?
It was worth a shot.
All right, you guys are way too nice. Thank you. We're gonna hang up on you.
That was a fun game.
Okay, now Pat and Chad go from being teammates to adversaries.
That's right. Now it's going to be best out of five. Whoever gets the highest answers, first to three, obviously. Highest rated answer wins. If you know the answer, shout out your name, give an answer.
Yeah, we are not participating. Ben and I are not involved in this. It's Pat versus Chad.
Okay. Name a food.
Chad.
Hold on. Time out.
Hold on.
We have to describe something for you.
Name a food.
We made the mistake of having the TV on in here. And Ben.
Well, I just saw these cars.
He was suddenly distracted by a police chase.
Because there's cars driving all over the lawns.
And he jumps out of his seat, and we thought that airplanes were flying into buildings. So we stopped what we were doing, and I'm going to turn the TV off. All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Pat and Chad. Name a food that is green.
Chad. Pat.
Chad.
Broccoli.
Broccoli is the number one answer. That was Chad, correct?
Yes.
All right. Chad has a 1-0 lead. Name a kind of door.
Chad. French.
French is on there, but it's not the number one answer. Pat.
Garage.
Number one answer. Pat ties it up at one. All right. Mm-hmm. Name something a kid might have to do before he's allowed to watch TV.
Pat.
Whoa. Dump that.
Okay, time out. I don't think you swore, but you may have. We're going to do that again.
Pretty sure he did.
Okay, he might have just stumbled over his words and it sounded weird.
All right.
But anyway, we're going to do it again, so or do a different one.
I'm going to do a different one.
Okay. Listen up. Try not to swear, please.
Okay, we asked 100 men, name something you spend your money on for your high school prom.
Pat. Chad.
Pat.
Tuxedo.
Number one answer. Pat takes a 2-1 lead.
Roberts. Best out of five, right? Or five?
Best out of five, yeah.
Best out of five.
Best out of five. Pat can win it right here.
Pat is right on the cusp, buddy.
All right.
So, Chad, you got to be quick to tie.
All right.
If you think you know it, shout it out.
Name something you might scrape off the bottom of your shoes.
Chad.
I heard Pat.
Chad.
I heard Pat.
Oh, what?
Mud.
That is an answer, but it's not the number one answer.
Chad, do you have an answer that could be
higher? Dog poop.
Yes.
Chad has tied it. Chad has tied it. Next correct answer wins the Ultimate Tigers fan package from Meyer and Ballpark Franks. I know both of you guys really want to go to this. Pat, who would you take?
Oh, my family.
Nice. Chad, you?
Probably a couple friends.
Okay, nice. So you guys both really want to go.
Second consolation prize is the Griffins tickets.
Yes, you do get something for getting this far.
All right. Name something a kid might have to do before he's allowed to watch TV.
Pat. Chad.
Pat.
Chores.
That's the number one answer. No. Sorry, number two answer is chores. We have one answer that will beat it.
Okay, so Pat has it, but Chad has a chance to have the number one answer.
Correct. Chad, what is your answer?
And what was the question again?
Name something a kid might have to do before he's allowed to watch TV.
Homework.
Boom!
Yes!
Chad!
What an epic game.
Pat, I'm so sorry. You did fantastic in this game.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, Pat, we got one more chance tomorrow when we give them the whole prize package away again. Okay, buddy?
All right,
I'm going to put you on hold. We got Griffin's tickets for you, and it's going to be in the really good seats. So we'll set you up with that. Okay, buddy?
All right, thank you.
All right, hang on. Chad, man, how about that?
I don't know. I have some tears coming down my face right now.
Do you really?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, wait a minute, man. It's cool, but you don't have to cry about it. What do you mean?
I love the Tigers.
All right. Well, thanks to Meyer and Ballpark Franks. Yes. Chad,
good luck, Chad.
Well done, buddy.
Congrats, rather. Not good luck.
Yeah. Have a good time at the game and keep. Let us know how it goes, okay?
All right.
All right. Hang on, buddy.
Woo. Fun game.
That was something, man. That was incredible. What a game. It doesn't let us down, ever. As Ben is leaving the studio.
Ben kind of botched that, didn't he? Twice.
Oh, yeah, he ruined it.
He botched it.
He ruined it for Jamie and Adam. I don't think he's listening right now.
No.
I don't think he is. He's about to plug in his headphones. Everybody call him and tell him, make him feel bad. He cannot hear us right now.
Like his team would have won.
Listen, this is what we're going to do. While he's getting their information, like in about 3 minutes... Because he's going to be busy taking their information. Everybody has to call and really just rip him a new one about ruining it for Jamie and Adam. So, like, in about 3 minutes, call 800-785-1073 and just lecture him. Just like, I can't believe you did that.
Yeah, you cost them a Tiger package.
Yeah, he cannot hear us. He has no idea that we're doing this right now. So, in about 3 minutes, call him.
That is it. Please consider signing up for the Patreon. Helps keep the vet bills in check. $5 or $10 a month. I appreciate it so much. Sign up for just 1 month and try it out and tell me if you like it. If you really like it, you can sign up for a year and I'll take 10% off of the cost. Patreon.com. That's PATREON.com/EricZane. See ya.